Book of Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. I want to begin reading this morning, if God will help our heart, in verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10, 35. The Bible says this. It said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." But now listen to this. "But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Look at chapter 11, verse 1. He says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God." The worlds were framed by the word of God, "so that things which are seen were not made of things which appear." I want to preach just a minute this morning. It's got to be my help. And I'll try to be through. I may not be long at all, but I want to preach on what the Lord's laid on my heart. And I want to preach this thought, if God will help us, is no backing up. Amen? No backing up. But when Jesus was preaching to the disciples, he's walking disciples, and he asked Peter, he said, "Will you go back also?" And Peter told him, he said, "Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life. What do we have to go back to?" I mean, I want to say this morning, authority God, we don't have nothing to go back to. But praise God in His blessed holy name. Glory to God. We've got something to go ahead to. Amen. We've got a God of glory this morning who loves us and cares for us. And He's beckoning us to come on to Him. Boy, I tell you, if we could, just like little children, just humble ourselves before God and just run to Him, praise the Lord. Just submit ourselves and commit ourselves. Glory be to God. And say, "Lord God, here I am. Help me, Lord, to walk uprightly before you. Help me, Lord, to walk circumspectly before a holy God. Help me, Lord, God, just to see you in all your loftiness and your glory and your might and your love and your mercy and your goodness. Hey, glory. Help me just see you, God, as you really are, so I can push on that word of promise." Amen. Amen. Paul says, what we gotta have, young'uns, is just a little patience. He said, praise God. He said, listen, no matter what comes your way, he said, just be patient. He said, no matter what might assail you, he said, just be patient. He said, just keep your eyes on the Lord, praise God. He said, hey, it may seem like he's a tarrying now, but praise God, when he gets ready to step out, praise God, he's gonna step out with a shout. He says, what we need to do, glory to God, is just be a looking and expecting, praise God, till we see Him. Amen. Amen. A desiring and a longing for God. Amen. Praise God. Not backing up, not going back, praise God. Not giving one inch, praise the Lord, but pressing on for Christ. Amen. If we ain't careful today, the old devil will try to back us up. He'll try to back us up and say, well, look what you used to do. Look who you used to be. If we ain't very careful, we'll get to looking down our nose there, brothers and sisters in Christ. It was, I remember, Brother Jeff, what you used to be. Amen. I remember what you used to do. I remember the things you used to say. But praise be to God, I'm glad. And when God Almighty moves in, and Lord Jesus Christ takes up His abode in your heart, I said, when He moves in and He takes up His abode in your heart, He makes you a new creation, praise God, from the inside out. Amen. Hey, if what would happen today, church, if we got to looking at other people, praise God, and we've seen them in the eyes of God, realize how great and merciful He is, how much He loves them just as much as He loves us. Amen. Praise God, we come in faith just believing in God. Amen. When we see things that so easily beset us, so easily beset our brothers and our sisters in Christ, and we just hit our face, our knees before God on our face and said, oh God, please help us. Amen. Because we need to do that. Because if we see a brother or sister caught up in a fault, amen, hey, praise God, they're part of the family. Amen. They're part of the family, boy. We with broken hearts or the father pray and cry out for them just as if it was us. We've been praying. We've been bringing our objects on Wednesday night, and we've been praying for different ones, the lost in our families, and those that's deceived, and those that's discouraged, and those that's sick, and we've been praying for, and we made a list, and we compiled, and we prayed for those that need a special touch of God. Amen. But we gotta pray together. I told church, hey, listen, if you're gonna call out their name, amen, make a commitment to pray for them yourself. Amen. You know what that does? We need to start putting others ahead of ourselves. Amen. We need to start putting other folks ahead of ourselves. We need to start seeing other folks' needs. Have you realized how blessed we are? Amen. Church, you realize how blessed you are? You realize what all we have? Every one of us sleep with a nice roof over our head. Amen. Praise God. Most of us sleep where there's a nice fire, praise God, to keep you warm. Amen. Well, you don't have to get up and wonder if you got frostbite or not. Praise God, amen. That's God Almighty provides that. Amen. You get up and you go in there and you open up the fridge and you get out the milk and your frosted flakes. Praise God. It's just a provision of God. Amen. And we see the mighty hand of God. Paul said, hey, listen, hey, there ain't nothing to go back to. Don't go back to the worldliness. Praise God. He said, press on in faith, believing in the Lord.
Amen.
He says, nothing worth going back to. Amen. Just that old perdition. Praise God. That old stuff that defiles and tears down. But he said, glory be to God. He said, we've got to, hey, we ought to have something in us, praise God, that overcomes that. Amen. He said, we ought to have a substance in us. He said, something that's there, something that's real, something that we know about. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad little John tells us, praise God, that it's a know-so salvation. He said, hey, you can know, praise God, that you're saved. Amen. You can know, glory, that you have a relationship with the good God of glory. You can know, praise God. How do you know? Because when you mess up, He shows you.
Amen.
I like when the Lord, He touches your heart. He says, you know what? I don't think you ought to go there. Amen. He said, no, don't even go there. Let me show you a better way. Before you ever even mess up. Praise the Lord. I like it. Amen. You know what I said? Paul said, you guys got to be patient and wait on the Lord. See, we're an impatient people. We want what we want. We want to be perfect, and we want to be perfect right now. But what we've got to realize, Brother David, is we're not perfect. But praise God, we're serving a perfect Savior. And we've got a perfect God. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just the clay and He's the potter. Amen. We're on the wheel, praise God. And His hands is a molding us, amen, day by day. And when we come to a realization, praise God, that we're not all that, but praise God, He is. And His hands are upon us. Amen. When we realize and recognize that there's a great God of glory, that He's way up here and His hands is reaching down and He's got me and you. Amen. God has got me and you, praise God. Amen. Charles, teaching over in Romans 14 this morning, he said that everything belongs to God. Amen. There's nothing in this world that don't belong to Him. There's a whole lot of lost people today that disregard that and say, well, you know, I'm my own person. No, you're God's person. Amen. Whether we want to accept Him, we want to believe in Him, whether we want to trust in Him or not, praise God, you're still God's. And you'll stand at judgment one day. You'll stand to give account one day. Every one of us without excuse. We'll all stand without excuse for a holy God, and we'll give an account for ourselves. And if God says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, that means everything, including me and you. Amen. And if we all already belong to God, amen, we might as well just get on His side. We might as well just start playing by the rules and say, Lord God, here I am, amen. I want to be on Your team because I know You're a winner.
Amen.
What I can't figure out in this last day that we're living in, why people want to live on the losing side. Why does all of our people choose to live on the losing side? Well, you know why? I'll just tell you why. Because our life doesn't represent winners. Amen. Most of the time, our life is not representative of a winner. Amen. You say, well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, well, this, if I'm a winner, praise God, and I know I'm a winner, I'm on the winning team, praise God, I ought to be rejoicing. Amen. Because I'm not on the losing side. Amen. I ought to be shouting, praise God. Amen. Because I've got something to shout about, praise God. Because I'm not a loser. Amen. Paul says, praise God. He said, listen, hey, with just patience, we got to just keep running this race in faith, trusting in the Lord. He said, we have a substance, praise God, in faith, amen, that compels us along. Amen. When we realize, praise God, it's just a good God of glory. Amen. He gives us everything that we need, amen, when we just stop and be patient and listen to Him and follow His instructions. Glory to God. He begins to pull us over and He begins to lead us. He puts us on a path, amen. Glory be to God, and He guides us on that path. Amen. Praise God, He's with us. With an almighty hand of God. I mean a power, that right hand. That hand of power, praise God. He reaches down to where we are. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, but my arm ain't long enough to reach to Him. But praise God, brother, I'm glad His arm's long enough to reach down to where I am. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, He reached right below the bottom, praise God, when He reached down to me. But praise God, when He pulled me up out of there. Glory be to God. He pulls us up out and He wipes us off. He cleans us up. Praise God. He dunks us in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And all those sins, though our sins be as scarlet. Hey, glory. They come out of there white as snow when they're looking through the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God said, Paul said, we've just got to be patient, youngins. Hey, looking for that glorious day to appear. When we're going to see the Lord as He is. And he said, while you're waiting, he said, praise God. He said, don't even entertain the thought of going back. He said, don't even think about going back. Don't even think about quitting. Amen. Because he said, we're not of those that draw back. Amen. Now, to draw back is what we do before we quit. See, a lot of people withdraw themselves. They'll draw back. And the devil say, well, that's okay. Nobody cares about you. Huh? Ain't that the way it does? And they'll say, well, nobody cares about you. You might as well just quit. I want to say God cares about you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And if we listen for it, He'll come knocking on our door, praise God. And He'll say, hey, you know what? I love you, praise God. I want to help you. Amen. Folks in this world may forget about you, may forget you, may not remember you. But praise God, there's a God of glory that loves us all and cares for us. Amen. He's there to be that ever-present help. To guide us through this thing and deliver us, praise God, into a place where we can just wait patiently. Now, what does that mean? That, praise God, that means just to abide in the Lord. Amen. What it means is to be steadfast, praise God, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Just being there, praise God, on purpose. Amen. You know why I come to church? I know why. My wife tells me all the time when I don't want to get up out of bed on Sunday morning. I said, I may just stay out today. I said, give me one reason why I can't. She said, you're the pastor. Amen. It always gets me up. Amen. When the devil comes out and he sells you, he says, hey, why don't you just quit? Why don't you just give it up? Praise God. Hey, let me just say, there's a promise ahead for a child of the King. Amen. It compels me to get up, praise God. It compels me to go another mile. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, when I get out of bed on Sunday morning, when I come on Sunday evening and Wednesday night, praise God, it's just that patiently waiting upon the Lord, expecting till He comes. But we're living in the day. Paul said there'd be a great falling away. We're seeing it all over the world, folks. I mean, you think it's bad here? You ought to see the big mega churches. Huh? They'll pile in there on Sunday morning. Boy, they'll fill that thing up. People in there are just a shouting and a praising, having a good time. No, they pull up with their coffee and their snacks and their donuts and their bagels, and they just have them a good old jolly time. On Sunday night and Wednesday night, you know how many they have? Less than we got. Huh? Because, hey, listen, they're falling away. People's falling away. Man. They're not taking this thing serious. We're not being compelled to wait upon the Lord to seek His face. Amen. If we ain't no careful, old devil hooded hook to it. He said, just forget about it. What's the use? I want to say there's a good God of glory. Amen. It had designed and created me and you, praise God, for His praise and for His glory. Amen today. See what we're missing. Paul said, listen, we're forgetting why we're doing what we're doing. He said, we're coming and worshiping God, amen, because who He is. Because of what He's done for us. Because of what He's going to do for us. Amen. Praise God, the mighty hand of God's still reaching down. He's still touching us. He's still helping us, molding us and making us, praise God, into perfection. Amen. So that's why we just, Paul said, just be patient. Just wait upon the Lord. Endure the affliction as a good soldier. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the devil comes along and says, hey, well, just forget about it tonight. You're too tired. You know how many times people tell me, they say, Pastor, said, you know what? I worked this thing, but today was a rough day, and I just wore out. And the devil told me just stay home. But you know what? I just went ahead and come anyhow, and you know what? Praise God, I'm glad I did. I feel better already. Amen. See, the devil is a deceiver. See, he wants to keep you in there, make you feel tired and wore down and discouraged. And then he wants to keep you that way. The devil, praise God, he don't ever want to give you no victory. He don't ever give encouragement. All he has to offer is discouragement. I mean, he got it by the truckloads. Amen. But you know what? Paul said, we're not of those that listen to the devil no more. Amen. He said, we're not of those that listen to that old deceiver anymore. Praise God, he said, we're listening to God, and God's an encourager.
Amen.
Amen. He said, even to the edifying uplifting of the brethren. Amen. So he gives us that help, praise God. How do we get it? Through faith in the Lord. He said, that's that substance that we have. Amen. He said, that's that title deed, praise God, that he gives us. He said, that through the Holy Ghost of God is forever. So he said, it's registered in glory. Amen.
Right.
When we become a child of the King, praise God, we have a substance in the Lord Jesus Christ through faith in His name. That's what Paul was telling us here. That's what they were saying. He said, not to be cast away, praise God, but stay faithful in the faith. He said, cast not away your confidence. But I wonder today, who is our confidence in? Who is your confidence in? What do you have confidence in? You know, well, preacher, I got my confidence in my job, because if it wasn't for my job, I wouldn't have nothing. I believe that goes way above your job. Amen. Because if it wasn't for your God, amen, you wouldn't even have breath in your body to get up out of the bed to go down to the job. Amen. You wouldn't have the strength in your body and your muscles. Amen. But because God, amen, gives you another day, this is a day, praise God, God give it. We'll just rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We have confidence in Him. Amen. If we put our confidence in men, listen, as your pastor, I love every one of you. I'd give my life for you. Amen. I would. I love every one of you. But listen, if you put your confidence in your pastor, I'll let you down. Amen. You'll be disheartened probably before the day's over. But praise God, when we put our confidence in the Lord and we come together in patience, waiting on Him, expecting until He comes, amen, we get the benefits, we get to reap the promises of glory right now. See, I'm not waiting till I get to heaven to receive the things of God. Amen. I'm lining up, praise God. Hey, listen, the whole world does. The whole world lines up for something. Amen. They have they line up at whatever time. I don't know how they do it now. Used to years ago. Amen. You could line up down there at the welfare thing on the first Monday of the month. And pray God you could get you some cheese and all that other stuff. They hand it out. Amen. The world's better doing that. They should pay different places on a certain month. I believe it's Tuesdays. Western Carolina Rescue Mission. They pass out food boxes. I believe it's every Tuesday. People line up over there to get that. I wonder why. Glory be to God. You know what God's people ought to be doing? We ought to be lining up, praise God, to get those good things from God.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. Willing to beat the door down and say, hey, look, I want my goods that God's got for me. Paul says, praise God, we're not those that fall back, and we're not those that we keep our confidence in the Lord, praise God, expecting the promises that He's promised us. Amen. Because, boy, they're exceeding great and precious ones. Praise the Lord. That confidence we have in Him, which is a great recompense, a reward, a return of our wages. Amen. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But He said there's a gift to God. Amen. He said it's eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad we have that today. I'm glad I'm not signing up to take those wages of death. But praise God, I moved over on the right hand on the good side of God, and I'm taking those wages of life.
Amen.
Amen. And boy, I tell you, glory be to God, they're glorious. Amen. Amen. He's pouring them out on purpose, and I'm just receiving them. Hey man, you got any you don't want, just tell the Lord on me. Praise God, I'll take them.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I like the good promises of God. I like the good fellowship of God. I like the touch of God.
Amen.
Amen. It makes a difference in my life. It makes me a different kind of person. Amen. You say, well, preacher, is that so? You ever get a hold of God, or let me rephrase you, if God ever gets a hold of you, it'll make you a different person. You'll see Him in a whole new light. Amen. You'll see Him in a lofty place. Praise God, you can't get to Him, but glory be to God, He'll reach down to you. Amen. And then you'll begin to realize, glory to God, hey, listen, because you've got what you have and who you are, praise God, is because He's reaching down. Amen. Because He's a, hey, every day you'll start realizing, boy, that was just a touch of God. Amen. Amen. Hey, the doctor said, yeah, but God can. Amen. We're seeing it all around us. We're seeing wonderful, marvelous miracles right here around us. People bringing objects of prayer and saying, would you please pray? And boy, we pray and say, oh God, please, one more time. Do again, God, that you've done before. And boy, we're seeing Him just reach down. Amen. Seeing Him reach down and touch my mom. They said, hey, no, don't look, it looks bad. But praise God, God just reached down one more time. Brother John's sister, they said, boy, it's bad. But praise God, God reached down one more time. Just a little over a week, praise God. And the doctor said, it's just a miracle.
Amen.
It's just a miracle. That's what God does, youngins. He still performs miracles when we pray to believe.
Amen.
He said that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. It's praise God, that accumulation, praise the Lord, that we're getting and we don't even realize it. I mean, that faith with expectation, Paul says. So we got faith and we expect until God makes a move. Amen. And he said, "Why?" He said, "We're just waiting patiently for God to move. It's kind of like a big old chess game." Amen. But we're not pawns. Amen. We're priests and kings with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's moving this thing around, praise God, for our benefit. Amen. Let me say that again. He's moving us around, praise God, for our benefit. That we might see the glory of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. She said, for you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God. Did you get that? You have need of patience now. What we have to do, Brother Scott, we just have to trust the Lord now. Just wait, patience, expect and praise God a good result in the end. Amen. He said, after we've done the will of God, what's the will of God? Let me tell you you know what the will of God is for me and you? In a nutshell, the will of God for me and you is to just trust and believe in Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I thought the will of God is I've got to do this, and I've got to do this, I've got to change this. And no! See, that's secondary. Praise God, if we want to be in the will of God, the first thing we got to do is believe on Him. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 1, He said, you believe in the Father. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in Me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, that's the start and the finish. Amen. He said, in My Father's house are many mansions. That's the end result. Praise the Lord. You see how simple it is? That one of these little children can understand it. Amen. It's just having faith in God Almighty and the precious Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He said, that's the substance, praise God. That's where the hope comes in. Because hope, hey, praise God, hope maketh not ashamed. Hey, praise God. When we have the hope, our hope in the Lord, amen, praise God, we have victory in the Lord. We're expecting till He comes. Expecting to do marvelous, wonderful things. Preacher, you just don't understand. If you just knew what kind of shape my family was in. If you knew where my children were. Amen. Praise God. That's why we need to be wearing this altar out. Expecting God to move. Amen. I told somebody the other day, they said, well, I just don't understand why all this is happening to us. I said, let me ask you a question. When that altar's open, when an invitation's come, I said, how much time do you spend talking to God about it? Do you come expecting, praise God, Him to move upon you and move upon yours? Maybe if we Maybe if we got to a place where we could say, Lord God, help me. Help me, help my unbelief. Help me to have faith, to put my trust in you, or expect and praise God till you save my son, till you save my daughter, till you save my grandchildren. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, I'm just going to keep calling them out to Jesus. Expecting, praise God, Him to move in a mighty way. Expecting to touch my children, my grandchildren, my relatives, my uncles, my aunts, praise God, till He saves them. Amen. One day I just look for a glorious day one day when those that's all hard and cold and indifferent, the Lord just reached down one day, praise God, and He'll say, you know what? Enough's enough. He just reached down and get a hold of them, praise God, for His glory, and He just shakes them up real good. Amen. And they will say, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not immortal. One of these days I'm going out of here. And I need to be right with God. See, that's all that matters. Paul said, hey, look, we're not those that go back, praise God, because there's nothing to go back to. We're just pressing on for the glory of God, the good cause of Christ. Expect Him till He comes. Bless His holy name. He said, how long, Lord? He said that you received the promises. Well, how long, Lord? It's kind of like Isaiah. The Lord said, who'll go? Isaiah said, I'll go. I'll go, Lord. So Isaiah got out there and he preached his heart out. Isaiah 6, he's going to preach his heart out. Amen. Said people wouldn't listen. They said, oh yeah, that's the word of God, all right. Amen. Preaching truth. He said it hardened their heart. Hey, and it was hard of hearing. Amen. Ain't it amazing how when you start mentioning God, all of a sudden some people looks like they went tone deaf. Can't hear, huh? What? Hey, I don't understand what you're saying. That's what happened to Isaiah. That's what's happening to a whole lot of our people. And as Isaiah said, well, Lord, how long? How long do I keep trying to pray for them, to lift them up, trying to tell them, trying to encourage them, trying to edify and lift them up? He said, till the world was out without habitation. He said, till there's nobody left, praise God. We've got to work. They said, it seems like He's tarrying now, but when He comes, praise God, He's going to come, praise Lord, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. We need to be looking for Him, expecting till He comes. But Isaiah, he prayed and he prayed and he preached and he preached. The Lord got to the end of that chapter and he said, you know what, beast, I've reserved to myself a tenth. Amen. All those that wasn't listening, he said, a tenth of them, praise God, they're going to be wholly given to me. Amen. You say, well, preacher, seems like it's just a vanity that we pray and we preach and we try to tell people about Jesus. We try to live right. I want to say God's word. Amen. Your life will not be in vain, praise God, when you live it for Jesus. God will use you. He'll use you as a light, praise God, set up on a lamppost on a hill, amen, for folks to see. I don't know about you, but I'm hearing things. I'm hearing things about you. I say, uh-oh. But no, I'm hearing good things. As people tell me, said, I seen such and such that goes to your church. I said, you did. And they said, yeah. I said, they was really a bragging on the church, bragging on Jesus. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, yeah, I seen such and such. I've heard several people here lately. Said, you know what? I seen such and such that goes to your church. I said, you did? Yeah. And I just wait on it. I'm like, okay. Amen. But I expect to hear some good news. Amen. And they said, you know what, boy? I said, they just bragging on the Lord. I said, they must be getting something up there. I said, they getting something from Jesus. I said, boy, we all are. Amen. We're just rejoicing and praising His name for all the good things that He's done. And we've got great expectations for what's ahead. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just waiting, expecting one day, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God just throws wide the door and God just marches in on purpose and the Shekinah glory of God just fills the house. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. It gets so cloudy in here, praise God, that we can't even see each other. Yeah. Amen. You say, preacher, how'd that ever happen when we allow God in the house? Amen. We say, hey, God, here we are, Lord. We just come to worship You. Amen. Paul said, we come with that substance expecting till the Lord shows up. Amen. He may not show up today. He may not show up tomorrow. But praise God, He's in us. He goes with us. And praise God, we may see His glory at any minute. What we need to be willing and ready to do, praise God, is just recognize His glory. Amen. When He shows up, just say, glory. Thank You, Jesus, for just coming by one more time. Amen. That substance that He gives us, amen, through the Word of God, through faith, believing in Him, the faith, amen, just to stand up and say, you know what? No matter what, praise God, we're just going to press on for God. Amen. Because the journey gets better farther on. Amen. I'm not the person today that I used to be. Amen. I'm not. I was thinking about that. I was sitting out there in the study the other day, the other morning early, and I thought to myself, I said, you know what? I just began to weep. I was going over the prayer list and praying for these. Used to, I'd have never prayed for people. I'm just being honest. Years ago, I didn't pray for people. Huh? You said, preacher, I can't believe you even say that. Well, I didn't. There was a time in my life, I was working, I was trying to do, I was trying to make for me. All I thought about was me. I didn't have time to pray. I didn't take time to pray for people. Well, I got that the other day, and I was going through that prayer list, you know, we'd done on Wednesday nights and some others and our families in church, and I was going through them, and I was praying for them. And boy, it's like God, just a light went out of my soul. And boy, I just rejoiced for about 30 minutes in the Lord. I said, Lord, thank you for putting something in me that I used to not have. Amen. Praise God, to lift up my brother, to lift up those that's lost, those that's indifferent, those that's deceived, praise God, and just lift them up to you. Thank God. Hey, see, we take so much for granted. God gives us the ability. He changes us and He molds us and He makes us. And if we ain't very careful, we forget where He brought us from. So devil says, well, said, you ain't, you know, you've been in this thing for 55 years and look where you're at. Amen. But pray God, listen to where God brought you from 55 years ago. What we ought to do is just point out and say, listen here, you stinking devil. Just think of where you'd have took me if I hadn't have been here. Amen. Just think where I might have been if God hadn't put me right here. Glory be to God. I'd be some old drunk or some worse than that. Maybe dead in a cemetery somewhere. Lost. Maybe in hell with my back broke. But pray, hey, listen. But they said, praise God. Just wait patiently upon the Lord because He's making you into something. Amen. Through faith, that substance, hope. Amen. The hope that we have, it's in the Lord, praise God, that He's bringing us up and bringing us out and making us into something. Getting us ready for that glorious day of His appearing. I tell you what, I don't know about you, I'm looking for Him. Amen. I'm expecting till He comes. Amen. We see all this stuff taking place over in France. And we think, well, boy, that never happened here. I want to tell you, coming to a neighborhood near you. Amen. We've left these borders open. We've got them... ISIS people, they're all over this place. Amen. Let me just give you this little piece of nugget information for your own benefit. Do you realize one of the largest populations of Muslims is in the United States? You know where they're at? Tennessee. There's three. Tennessee's third. Yeah. Michigan. But one of the biggest populations of Muslims is in Tennessee. See, what they're doing, they're establishing bases at strategic places around the United States, and our borders open, and we're just inviting them to come in. We're inviting, come on in. You know, come on in. You're welcome. Just be who you want to be. You know, come as you are. Amen? And what they're doing, they're coming as radical Islamists to destroy what we believe. See, they're not immigrants. They're people. The people that's coming here today, they're not immigrants like our forefathers were. They were here to make a life. They were here to become a part of the United States of America because this was the land of the free and the land of promise. But we've lost the promise because we've pushed God out. And now God's infiltrating this thing. And if we keep pushing God out, God's going to bring us to our knees. You know the only thing that's going to get people, Brother Don, back to the house of God? Is a tragedy. It's going to take a tragedy. When we had 9/11, boy, people, for days, people just filled the church houses. I mean, the churches these big community churches couldn't even hold the people that was coming to pray and seek God's face. And it wasn't 2 weeks later till they was gone. They come, they prayed, they seen, and they left. Paul said, we're not of those that do that. Amen. Are you hearing me, church? Paul said, we're not that kind of people. Amen. He said, we're those, praise God, that's standing upon a firm foundation of Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing till He comes. Amen. We're not of those that go back. Because listen, young, we ain't got nothing to go back to. But praise God, He's those, our soldiers of Christ, Brother John, that keep marching on. We just keep marching on. We keep marching forward, praise God. We keep looking to God. We keep expecting till God comes. Amen. Expecting till He comes. Praise God. And he takes us away to be with Him where He is. Amen. And until then, there's no room for compromise. Because those that would kill and maim and destroy are even at the door, knocking to deceive. Amen. And we're taking it hook, line, and sinker. Day before yesterday, our President of the United States stood and said, well, we've got ISIS on the run. We've got them under control now. That very night, they did what they did in France. Amen. How naive can one person be? I tell you, because he wants to be, he chooses to be. Amen. Because the devil's working to destroy, and if the devil can destroy these United States of America, amen, he can destroy our way of life. See, I told you before, the devil's already taken away just about taken away, Brother John, our culture. Amen. We're having teenagers. Now listen, I'm going to quit. We've got teenagers right here in our colleges in the land that are standing up, but Brother Andrew, and they're saying, you don't have a right to say nothing. You just keep your mouth shut. We don't want to hear from you. But we're going to say what we want to say. Where does that, Brother Andrew, where does that come from? Let me tell you where it comes from. It comes from mom and daddy. Amen? It comes from mom and daddy. Because they haven't set up, you know what, and say, listen, there's an authority, there's a higher power, which is the good God of glory, amen? And we've got to listen to Him, and we've got to answer to Him, and we have authority here on earth. I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, she's your mama, praise God, and you're going to do right. And when a policeman tells you to stop and hold up, put up your hands, you stop and you put up your hands and you keep your mouth shut. Amen. If we're going to take their meeting right up on Hill Street this morning with this Black Lives Matter, I want to say every life matters. And it's not going to change till God's people stand up and say, I've had enough. Amen. That God is God, let God be God, and every man a liar. If it don't line up with God, amen, it's wrong. We've got to take our nation back one. You know what Brother Mattis told me? Amen. Brother Mark Mattis told me, he said, I can't change America. He said, my wife asked me. She asked me one morning, she said, Mark, she said, how are we going to change? How are we going to help the folks of Western North Carolina? What kind of change? He said, honey, he said, we can't. He said, what we've got to pray, and he said, we do it every morning. He said, we've got to pray for these little old backwoods preachers that'll stand up with a backbone like a saw log and stand upon that blessed old book. Amen. He said, those are the ones that'll change America and bring it back. Amen. Those are the ones that'll make a difference. He said, they may come to your church because you're standing on that book. And they may knock on the door and they may come in or bust the door down, come in, drag you off and said, you're not being politically correct. Amen. But he said, what you'll have to do, he said, you'll have to stand on what you believe. And he said, when you do that, those brethren in the other little churches in your community are going to have to come to your rescue. He said, we're going to have to gather together as the people of God in one voice. And we're going to have to speak. Amen. And he said, we're going to have to speak in a way that not the government, but God will hear. Amen. God, well, I tell you, it blessed my heart when Huckabee was down there at that rally, and he said, I didn't come here to politic. He said, I come here to just to be a child of God, to stand with God just like you. But he said, till we see God's face, he said, when we seek God's face, he said, that's when America will be healed. Boy, I tell you what, I took that home with me. Amen. He said, with America needs healing. He said, it's going to take seeking God's face. Amen. It's going to take pulling up in their lap. Amen. And saying, Lord, I love you. I want to be close to you. I want to love you like you love me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Seeking to be right in the arms of God. Amen. When we get to the arms of God, amen, everything will be all right. I don't know if there's everything that's penetrated those arms of God. Amen. But praise God, when we pull up, Paul said, hey, listen. He said, there ain't no place to go back. Nothing to go back to. He said, glory be to God, we can press on as good soldiers of the cross. Bless His holy name. He said, everything that appears this world, he said, it's just a... He said, it's not as it seems. He said, everything of this world was made by somebody. He said, that somebody's God. Amen. He said, he said, God made all things. Amen. And He made me and you to bring Him glory, to praise His name.